It's Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you take control via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about here tonight. Your calls are primary if you make them. But first, we will go to ProLiberate. Excuse me, it's actually spelled Libertate. ProLiberate blog. William Gregg reporting reporting on LouRockwell.com about a recent video that has hit YouTube. Been pretty popular because it's pretty shocking. The man and the Utah Highway Patrolman. Have you seen this one, Mark?
No.
I actually haven't taken the time to watch the entire video, but it's about 9 minutes long. But I did watch some of the relevant portions. And this is the case you might have heard of with a young man who was stopped with his wife, his pregnant wife, on the side of the road for, I think it was allegedly a speeding violation. And the Utah Highway Patrolman managed to pull his taser on this man and attack him for asking questions. We'll let Mr. Gregg explain the story. How would you react if you were waylaid by an armed and bellicose stranger who has the means to kill you and your family and the power to get away with a crime? Very few of us would react with the self-possession displayed by 28-year-old Jared Massey when his SUV was stopped by John Gardner of the Utah Highway Patrol last September 14th. Whether or not Massey was speeding through a construction zone, he was entirely within his rights to demand clarification of his supposed offense before affixing his signature to the traffic ticket. In fact, there was not even a need for Massey's signature. Cops can write you a ticket. You don't have to sign them for them to want to take the money from you.
Right. It doesn't matter at all. I don't know what the point in was in trying to get the signature from this man.
Well, he wants compliance, Mark. That's the point.
Right. I'm the cop here. Look, do what I say or I'm going to taser you.
Now, had Gardner, Gardner being the police officer, had Gardner been interested in enforcing the law rather than asserting his authority, he would simply have scrawled refuses to sign on the citation in his no doubt puerile and illegible handwriting, handed it to the motorist, and gone about his merry way in pursuit of fresh victims. But Gardner, most likely motivated by the resentments common to steers that wish they were bulls, just had to order Massey out of the car and place him under arrest for doing nothing that constitutes a crime. It is not a crime for a citizen to demand that a police officer justify a traffic stop.
Yeah, I mean, this is where it seems like some police have gotten out of control. They forget who pays their paychecks out there and who it is they're trying to protect. I mean, they're supposed to be protecting all of us by handing out these traffic tickets, and if the guy doesn't want to sign the traffic ticket, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You've still got your NCR copies, all 15 of them, or whatever there is for each ticket, and he's gonna have to pay. It doesn't matter whether he signs it or not.
Well, Mr. Massey, who admitted to driving 68 in what he apparently thought was a 65-mile-per-hour zone, was reasonably cooperative and genuinely puzzled by Officer Gardner's claim that the driver had missed a signposting of 40-mile-per-hour construction zone. Gardner assumed a hostile posture when Massey made his further cooperation contingent on being shown that he had violated the speed limit. Which is to say that Gardner immediately sized up the motorist as an enemy combatant because Massey refused to behave as a cringing, docile serf. It's not a crime for a motorist to withhold his signature from a traffic ticket since the signature is unnecessary. Refusing to sign means you won't be charged with a misdemeanor if you don't show up in court. A UHP spokesperson has conceded that Officer Gardner's best option was to put the citation in the vehicle in a professional manner and leave it at that. And once again, Massey was making an entirely reasonable request. He simply wanted to be shown the speed limit sign that he had supposedly ignored.
I thought he wanted to see the radar detector with the, you know.
No, apparently he wanted to see the speed limit sign.
So they were supposed to drive backwards on the road to find it?
I don't know. He had already agreed that he'd gone 68, and he just wanted to see the proof that there was indeed a construction site.
Well, whatever the case is, the officer probably wasn't obligated to show him the sign if he wanted to go find the sign.
Probably not.
He could go do just such a thing. But the officer didn't need to you know, go crazy about the guy not signing the ticket because there's no need for it.
At this point, the officer Gardner needlessly escalated the encounter to unalloyed violence, ordering Massey from the car and attempting to place him under arrest. Although the regulations of his professional tribe permit this, Gardner had no right or reason to do so, since the ticket had been written and the matter should have been turned over to a court. But Officer Gardner, like nearly everyone else in his line of work, believes that it's his job, is not to protect the public, but to make it submit to the supposed authority of the state. Which is why, when Massey quite reasonably decided that he was no longer going to play the role in which Gardner had cast him, the UHP officer committed the crime of assault with a deadly weapon by shooting Massey with his taser. This was done while Massey was walking away from Gardner. His behavior was non-cooperative, but it was also non-threatening. The UHP's policy governing the use of a taser does not permit an officer to use it against someone who's merely non-cooperative. The subject must pose some kind of threat to himself, the officer, or innocent bystanders in order for a taser attack to be justified, as it should be.
It makes sense.
The problem here is that Gardner, a 14-year veteran of the Highway Patrol, not some newbie, was about to lose bladder control, an affliction common to gelding, so frightened he had become by Massey's non-threatening behavior. As the hero explained to a colleague a few minutes later, Massey was making me nervous as hell by his insistence on being treated as a reasonable adult rather than behaving like a timid child. The cop continued to boast, "I was like, nah, we ain't playing this game." He boasted to the second officer by way of justifying the taser strike. Good, gloated the second tax-fed parasite. Good for you. Bear in mind here that
Somebody sounds like they might be biased in this article.
Bear in mind here that it was Gardner who was playing a game by needlessly escalating an unpleasant situation. If he'd been genuinely concerned about his personal safety, why did he order Massey from the car rather than simply handing him the citation and walking away when there was no reason for an arrest? Why commit an armed assault on a husband and father in front of his family and then threatening the wife with arrest for objecting to her husband's treatment? This was undisguised, needless aggression fueled by an adolescent need on Gardner's part to assert dominance over someone who wasn't part of his club, which is why his behavior received the immediate and unqualified approval of another member of that gang. We are incessantly hectored about the supposedly indispensable role played by the police in protecting us from the anarchic violence that would prevail in their absence. Yet every single day, thanks in no small measure to the advent of online video, we can see how police themselves have become the most dangerous predators we face. Through his literary creation, Screwtape, C.S. Lewis once warned, and I paraphrase, that one of the devil's most effective tricks is to rivet the public mind on the danger posed by a vice that is the exact opposite of the one currently in vogue. For example, where gluttony is ubiquitous, the devil tempts people to condemn the vanity of those who strive to remain thin. In like manner, we're always and ever admonished about the evils of anarchy at a time when the state and its agents are, with ever-increasing brazenness, imposing unalloyed tyranny on our society. We're treated to pious homilies about the need for citizens to respect the law when those exercising government power are becoming entirely emancipated from any restraints on their discretionary use of lethal violence. We are instructed to ruminate on the manifold hypothetical outrages that could be committed in the name of anarchy, even as the very tangible atrocities committed by state agents continue to accumulate. In his valuable new book, A Nation of Sheep, retired federal judge Andrew Napolitano describes how our society, both the regime ruling us and far too many of the ruled, has succumbed to positivism, which is a legal perspective under which the law is whatever those in power say it is. Under positivism, whoever or whatever controls the government, whether a majority or a minority, always rules and always gets its way. As Napolitano explains, positivism is perhaps the most primitive legal theory, having evolved only slightly from the sort of justification that could be offered for following the demands of a tribal chieftain or general-turned-dictator.
Right. It's the law because I say it's the law.
Right. Well, in this case, it's the law because the government says so. The theory promotes fear. Rather
I don't
than
know that this isn't. This doesn't sound like the government's law as far as this specific instance. You don't have to sign a ticket. I've had cops just toss tickets in my window and walk away.
That's true. Good point. 800-259-9231. More on the police state. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether you have a story of your own of out-of-control cops. Of course, you've got a handful of corrupt cop stories to share with you tonight as well. Haven't done those in a little while. Of course, tonight's the big night, hopefully, for Ron Paul as well. And your comments on anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. guys. It is your show. You can bring out whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I just sent out an update moments before the show started. This one about a little poll that we're doing. If you go to poll.freetalklive.com, you can vote in it. And basically what we want is your help in deciding which is the best picture to use in our upcoming 15-second little promo video we have to make. See, we have to make this video. Our friend Barry Cooper is putting together a new DVD.
Never get busted.
Right, and Mark, we've managed to, I guess, wheel and deal to get him to include a 15-second Free Talk Live promo.
I am a wheeler dealer. So is Barry, quite honestly. So.
Right. Well, it's a good businessman. So it's not going to be called Never Get Busted. That's his current DVD.
Never Get Rated.
Never
Get
Rated.
Did I just say Never Get Busted?
Right.
I'm sorry.
So we're going to actually have a 15-second video clip on there about Free Talk Live, and so we need your help in deciding which one's the best. Go to poll.freetalklive.com if you'd like to cast your vote and help us out with that. Speaking of Barry Cooper, he's going to be at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, as well as Jim Lark from the Libertarian Party, or the former chairman of the Libertarian Party, Ethan Nadelman, who is the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance, and Peter Crist, who is one of the spokesmen and founders of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. All of those folks want to end the war on drugs, and they'll all be at the Liberty Forum. Well, where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And use the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10%. That's 2008FTL, all one word.
I really have to recommend it.
The Liberty Forum?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year.
Yeah, we're going to be there broadcasting live. Look forward to seeing you there. We're talking about a little article from LouRockwell.com, William Grigg, describing a situation out of Utah where a Utah highway patrolman pulled a couple over for speeding and proceeded to write the ticket. And the gentleman did not want to sign it until he had seen evidence that he had indeed been speeding. He requested to be shown the construction zone sign that he had allegedly violated. It's, you know, the highway speed had supposedly gone down to 40 miles an hour. He thought it, he apparently didn't see it, and he just simply wanted to be pointed to where it actually was.
I think that, I think to some extent his request is unreasonable. I mean, for him and the cop to, you know, drive together and in tandem, turn around, go back to a quarter mile, half mile down the road, however far it was, maybe it's two or three, depending on how long it took the cop to catch him, go back and take a look at the sign. Yep, that's a sign, sure enough. And then, you know, for the signature to take place. And
well, the cop doesn't have an obligation to do that, but he obviously doesn't. He obviously didn't have to shoot the man with a taser as
right.
a result.
So did he arrest the man?
I believe he was arrested.
Okay.
Yes. So, anyway, he was just asking for some sort of clarification about the speed limit he supposedly was violating. The cop might have been able to tell him where it was. I don't know if he was specifically requesting that he be handheld towards it. I don't know exactly what he was looking for, but essentially the young man was saying, look, I'm not going to sign your ticket until I agree with it. So that's where it was. So that's where it should have been left. And even according to the Highway Patrol Department themselves, they say the cop should have just put the ticket in the man's car and ended that. However, he didn't. He demanded he exit the vehicle and then proceeded to continue to make demands of him, putting him under arrest. As the man turned to walk away from the cop, he whipped out his taser and tased him. And it was just, it's out of control. And William Grigg's talking about how essentially what we've got here in this country is a situation involving positivism. And as Judge Andrew Napolitano describes it, positivism is perhaps the most primitive legal theory, having evolved only slightly from the sort of justification that could be offered for following the demands of a tribal chieftain or general turned dictator. Essentially, positivism is a legal perspective in which the law is whatever those in power say it is. So the theory promotes fear rather than respect. And the problem today in America, the greatest and gravest threat to personal freedom in this country, is that the positivists are carrying the day. During the 14 years he's been a state trooper, meaning that he has been cared for at the expense of better people who make an honest living, Trooper John Gardner has been deeply marinated in positivism. While he's clearly too dim to expatiate the theoretical concepts, Gardner's behavior indicates that he has an instinctive understanding of positivism in practice. As someone clad in a state-issued costume, given a gun and a taser, and expansive discretion in using those implements of violence, Gardner clearly believes he doesn't have to play any games with those who aren't part of his tribe. "What the hell is wrong with you?" exclaimed Massey as Gardner, his face contorted with primal rage, threatened him with a taser. That's a useful question, but a better one is this. What the hell is wrong with the rest of us that we're willing to live under a system of the sort that rules us? Fine question indeed, and if you can answer that, 1-800-259-9231. Not that I think there's anyone out there that could possibly come to the defense of the police in this particular case, but if you can defend the cops, 800-259-9231.
Well, it's not the cops that need defending, it's the cop.
Well, it's cop after cop after cop. In this case, it's this one cop, but in many other cases, it's a lot of other cops in a lot of other departments across the country, and in many of these instances, these cops are getting backed up by their department.
Many times.
In this one case, the Department of Highway Patrol has sort of backed away and said, well, he shouldn't have done that, but has he been punished yet? I'll see if I can dig that information up. I doubt it.
I don't think they've actually backed away. They just gave what the policy is.
Well, that's sort of backing away. It's not necessarily an explicit endorsement of the violence. 800-259-9231. So here's a couple quickies for you. Some corrupt cop stories from our friends over at StopTheDrugWar.org. In Atlanta, two Atlanta police officers were ordered Monday to report to prison to begin serving their sentences for their roles in the killing of 92-year-old Catherine Johnston in a drug raid gone bad a year ago this week.
Mm.
In that incident, the officers involved lied to a judge to obtain a search warrant for Johnston's home, shot at her 39 times after she shot once at them as they broke her door down. Remember, this old lady probably couldn't see or hear very well, and it was in the, you know, the dark of the evening when an armed gang of intruders was busting in her front door. If anyone can fault her for shooting at those people, I'd like to hear from you. So please, do your best to defend the cops in this
instance. I think the only people that would fault her for shooting are people that just don't believe that anyone should
defend themselves.
Ever.
Yeah. So she shot at them. They broke her door down. They then planted marijuana in her basement because she didn't have any drugs. And they tried to get an informant to say that he had provided the information for the warrant. No drugs other than the planted marijuana were found at her home, which, by the way, they were there looking for cocaine dealer. Officers Jason Smith and Greg Jr. pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and other state charges and to federal allegations of conspiracy to violate a person's civil rights ending in death. They've been cooperating with federal authorities in an ongoing investigation into the incident and broader issues of misconduct in the Atlanta Narcotics Squad because, as always, these incidents are always the tip of the iceberg. There's usually a lot more going on behind the scenes that never ends up actually being revealed to the public. But now a federal judge has ordered them to report to prison by December 3rd. They've not yet been sentenced, but in their plea bargain agreements, the deal was that Smith would get no more than 12 years and Junior no more than 10, with possible sentence cuts depending on their degree of cooperation. Third officer involved in the incident also faces state charges. His trial expected to begin in April. Still on the way, New York City narcotics officer has been arrested and a Scranton police officer busted for selling hillbilly heroin, as it is called. 800-259-9231. It's not just the illegal drugs that they go for, it's the prescription ones as well. Wherever they can make a quick buck. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Today's businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all customers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, two quick more stories, and we go right to the phone calls. So again, corrupt cop stories. There's new ones every single week. We don't read them every week just because we don't always have enough time. But here's a couple more for you. In New York City, an NYPD narcotics officer was arrested last Friday on charges he used inside knowledge to run drugs for a Bronx-based cocaine and heroin trafficking ring. Detective James Calderon, a 13-year veteran of the force. How many times do we see these stories when it's just long, lifelong police officers that are getting in trouble? It seems like it's more often the lifelong cops than it is the newbies.
Yeah, they're not catching them very quick, by the looks of it.
He was arraigned on drug possession and conspiracy charges. Prosecutors alleged that Calderon smuggled a total of 8 kilos of cocaine from New York City to Virginia on two trips in 2004 and 2005. Calderon went down after attempting to get an impounded minivan released from police custody. NYPD officers refused to release the vehicle to Calderon, then searched it and found a kilo of heroin inside. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, a former Scranton police officer was sentenced Tuesday to OxyContin delivery charges. Then Scranton police officer Mark Conway was arrested in March after an informant told police he'd bought drugs from Conway on more than one occasion. He pleaded guilty in August and then resigned from the force. Now he'll do 1 month in prison on a 3 to 18 month sentence and then will be placed on work release. That's pretty cool, man. You only get a month for selling OxyContin if you're a cop or a former cop?
Yeah, because it's not going to happen if you're the average individual would have done significantly more time.
Right, there's a guy down in Florida that was in jail for 25 years because he had the wrong prescriptions, or he had prescription medications, but not the right bottle to put them in.
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean,
they were his prescription.
Right, the idea that you can do 25 years for just having the wrong prescription versus a month for selling prescription narcotics. Interesting. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything, and we'll talk to Joe in Washington on the AMP line. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Really appreciate your show.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was having a conversation with my dad last night, and he's not comfortable with the current, healthcare situation. We don't got a lot of money in my family, and he's always been a Republican, and I was trying to explain to him about the free market. Really didn't know exactly what to tell him as far as health insurance goes. And how that would be better. And I was hoping you guys could, give me some input on what to explain to him, because I'm not educated as you guys are on that subject.
Well, if he's a conservative, so-called, then he should certainly understand that the marketplace can do things a lot better than government can. I mean, he doesn't want government to control health care, right?
Right, but, being that we're in the situation we are, that, the insurance company's kind of ducking and dodging him. And no matter what the doctors say, they're always, pushing it, saying, no, you don't actually need that. And the system right now, it doesn't seem to be great or working at all. And I don't know exactly what to tell them as far as how I think the free market would help that.
Well, as we touched on last night during the program, we pointed out that over 50% of all healthcare dollars are spent by governments. So we do live in a mostly socialized healthcare system today. And so the healthcare system is so bad because of that. And, of course, then there's all the regulations and the other things that cause all the problems and cost shifting and just messing with the marketplace. So what we need to do is just get the government out of healthcare entirely and actually allow people to compete in an open marketplace where they don't have to jump through the FDA's hoops in order to bring things to market, where the government isn't regulating these industries to death with all kinds of insane rules and paperwork. And I mean, the fact is many doctors' offices have to hire people just to fill out the government paperwork that's required
to
do business.
And all that overhead of those people that they have to hire goes into your bill. It no longer, as a doctor, can you just run an office and see people and take a payment from them, and that's just how it goes. Now you have to have all kinds of receptionists and office staff to fill out the paperwork for these insurance companies and the government, Medicaid, Medicare, all that stuff. Half the dollars in the medical field come from the government. I think that if people were to not rely so heavily on insurance, if people in general weren't to rely so heavily on insurance and just sort of had major medical coverage, and then you'd see doctors competing more and charging less for patients.
Well, speaking of medical coverage, you also have to remember there are a lot of laws out there, again, more regulations, that in many cases require companies above a certain size to offer health insurance to their employees. Now, normally that health insurance isn't, as I understand it, is not able to be transferred from one job to the next. So a lot of these government mandates are requiring that people have health insurance that they may or may not want, and then that sort of gets them stuck into a position of they have to keep the current job they have in order to keep the current health care plan that they have, even if they might want to move on with their lives and go and do something different. So again, these government regulations and rules are putting people in uncomfortable situations that may not be optimal for them. And, it's just example after example of how the government is just strangling this industry, which is an industry that we really need to set free from all these regulations so we can truly have a marketplace that is competitive and innovative and constantly reducing costs instead of increasing them. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Right. Hey, what's your guys' views on people lobbying government officials?
Well, when you say people, what do you mean by people?
Corporations, anyone who wanted a certain thing passed or something to not happen.
The problem with our system is that industries can go ahead. They can afford to hire some lobbyists to make sure that the price of milk is fixed at a certain rate. Whereas those of us who buy milk, we don't have the resources, and the organization to get a lobbyist in there that says there's no way that milk prices should be regulated.
Right.
And so as a result, what do we have? We have a whole bunch of regulations that benefit major corporations and don't benefit the consumer.
I think lobbyists are just a natural extension of a bad situation that we have today. And the situation that's bad is the power. If the government were actually adhering to the Constitution and doing things it's only allowed to do by the Constitution, it wouldn't be as big and powerful an organization as it is today, and if there weren't a lot of power to be taken advantage of, there would be no point to lobbying. So the fact is, it's the power that's the problem. All of these companies, they can't really be blamed necessarily for trying to twist that power into their favor, which is really all they're trying to do. So you take away the power, and then all those lobbyists will have to go home. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Do you feel like I'm with you on that one, Mark?
It sounds accurate to me.
It's just the government is way, it just can control too much. It decides too much about our lives and too much about how we're supposed to run our businesses. And that is what leads people to this unending tug of war over the state. It's always one interest group or one company or another group, industry group, versus another. They're pitting one another against each other, and they're constantly trying to struggle to see who can control the reins of power. So eliminate the power, downsize D.C., as our buddy Jim Banco would put it, and I think most of those problems would be solved.
Right. People talk about how awful the major corporations are and blah, blah, blah. You know, the major corporations wouldn't be awful if it wasn't for the fact that they got in charge of the government. Exxon wouldn't be a terrible company if it wasn't for the fact that they have control of the government and managed to get us to spend all kinds of money for oil research, energy research, to protect their interests over in the Middle East and that kind of thing. And I don't know that Exxon's the worst of them. I don't even know. I'm just picking a gasoline company out of the air.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Of course, Ron Paul is going to be in a debate tonight. The YouTube debate should be interesting. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with what happens there. But here's an update that we'll give you from Virginia about a loyalty oath will be required to vote. We'll tell you about it coming up. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist, Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, be it the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you will learn about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month, and we take that money and turn it right back around into promoting the show and getting on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And how would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? You can check out this amazing doctor-recommended product by going to FTLDiscount.com and read some testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. So I mentioned the Ron Paul campaign. Of course, stirring it up. Ron Paul continues to garner more and more press attention, which is a good thing, because there wasn't very much being given to him just a matter of months ago. And then he continues to gain more and more popularity. The Ron Paul money bomb happened a couple weeks back, where his supporters raised over $4 million in one 24-hour time period, which, of course, really helped him explode on the scene with a whole avalanche of news coverage and really helped him get taken seriously by many of these news organizations. He's been getting, I think he had a front-page article in the San Francisco Chronicle today. I mean, it's just been all over the place.
Yeah.
And the coverage has become a little bit more fair. It's still not really, you know, it's not like they love Ron Paul. They still try to sideline him with phrases like, well, we know there's no chance you could win, but blah, 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 blah. You know, they usually throw phrases like that in.
Right.
And so, you know, despite what the news organizations might want to see and what the leaders of the Republicans and Democrats might want to see, Ron Paul continues to gain in popularity. So what they're trying to do is to sort of tweak the system as much as they possibly can in order to prevent Ron Paul supporters from coming out and actually voting for him when it counts. Because the money that he's raising is good, and it's important, and it's going to help him advertise, but the fact is, people will need to go out on primary day and actually show up at the polls and pull the levers or check the boxes and do what they need to do to get Ron Paul to win that primary. If they don't show up or if they're scared off for some reason, then all of the effort is for naught. So,
right, I would say that the primary is more important than the general election when it comes to Ron Paul, because he's going to have a more difficulty getting through the Republican establishment than he would in beating the Democrat who comes out against him.
Absolutely. So the system knows this, and those who are in positions of power are very frightened about Ron Paul. They realize there's not much they can do overtly necessarily to put a stop to his popularity, but they are trying to sort of tweak things behind the scenes. We'll go to Virginia for an update. This from The Corner at National Review Online.
Before you go any farther, I just wanted to mention that Ron Paul has generated this quarter, so we're 2 months through the quarter at this point, $9.6 million.
Their goal is $12 million by the end of the quarter, mm-hmm. and it seems that at their current pace, even excluding the upcoming money bomb, which is going to be happening on December 16th, excluding that, I think they will make the goal.
Yeah, and not even to mention that many, many Ron Paul supporters are, they're spending their own money on signs and all kinds of stuff, so this $9.6 million isn't really reflective of how much money's gone into the campaign this quarter.
Right. It's hard to really put a finger on the total amount of volunteer time and effort that has been put into these things. So the volunteers that are making their own campaign signs, that are making their own window stickers and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to quantify that. So who knows? It could be, it could be $50 million worth of publicity.
It could be.
Well, here's a story from Virginia. According to the Washington Post, voters in Virginia's February 12th Republican presidential primary will have to sign an oath swearing loyalty to the eventual GOP ticket. But there's no way to enforce it because the voters' actions in a booth are secret. The State Board of Elections has approved a state Republican Party request that all who apply for a GOP primary ballot vow in writing to vote for the Republican presidential nominee next fall.
That is sick. Are you kidding me? I registered Republican and so I can vote in a primary. It doesn't matter, if you register independent, who's running in the independent primary? Who's running in the libertarian primary? The answer is nobody.
Well, first of all, according to the article here, apparently Virginia doesn't have party registration. So that's what I'm reading here. Apparently, state of Virginia, there are no Republicans, Democrats, party registration there.
Well, but either way, if you want to vote in a primary, you have to vote in a Republican or Democrat primary.
That's correct. And now you'll have to sign a pledge that says you will support the eventual nominee. Actual pledge is, I, undersigned, pledge that I intend to support the nominee of the Republican Party for president.
That is sick. Now, listen, here's the reason. There's no guarantee that the guy who's in the Republican race right now is going to be the nominee. It's likely to be one of the people that are in the race right now. But there's no guarantee. Somebody, it could be the guy who's the grand serpent of the Ku Klux Klan could end up being the Republican nominee.
If the delegates vote for him,
or if people all wrote him in or whatever,
if he
quickly showed up on the scene.
So the purpose of the primary is to suggest who the nominee should be, right?
Right.
Doesn't actually decide it.
Well, it depends on the state, but yes.
Well, now if you look at the way this is written, it does say I intend to support. So they didn't write it so strictly that you couldn't get out of it. So again, I, the undersigned, pledge I intend to support the nominee of the Republican Party for president.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, most people aren't really wordsmiths. They're not really going to take a real close look at that and notice those sorts of things. I don't know if this is going to have the intended effect that they're trying to do, but I think what's being suggested here is that they're modifying this sign-up process, or they're modifying the voting process to where you have to sign this pledge, which could really deter, I think they want to deter, like, the independents and the Democrats from coming over and voting for Ron Paul.
Right.
Because, obviously, there are a lot of people that are very, very uncomfortable with the idea of voting for a Republican. I mean, we've heard from people like this. I know myself. I would not. I'd feel kind of icky about changing party registration to Republican. Why? I don't know. It's just because I don't like Republicans and I don't like Democrats either. I'd feel icky about changing my registration there. But many people are getting over that feeling. They're getting over the concern about, oh, I don't want to change my registration. Well, in Virginia, you can't. But my point is, there's that mentality of, ew. You know, I don't want to be associated with these people.
Right.
And so I think that what they're playing on here is people's reticence to sort of go out on a limb and say they will support whoever the nominee is. So that way, if you're an independent or a Democrat and you're looking at the this ballot or you're looking at this this pledge and it says you intend to support the nominee of the Republican Party for president, there's no way that you could possibly support someone like a Giuliani or Romney or anybody but Ron Paul. You've come there to vote for Ron Paul. You'd support Ron Paul if he were the eventual nominee, but none of the other guys. And I think they want to scare people off by having them sort of glance at that statement and say, whoa, there's no way I could sign this. I couldn't possibly agree with that statement.
Right. The Republican Party people are not at all interested. They're, you know, everybody in the political process always says, it's important to vote. They are not interested in the least, not in one little bit, with people coming into their party and crashing their little scene and changing the way things are done. Ron Paul represents... what Republicans believe in, but for some reason or another, they
used to.
These neocons out there that have co-opted the half of the Democratic plank in order to make themselves more marketable, but in the process, just sold down the river the values of fiscal conservatives. They don't want people involved. They do not want people voting in their primary. They want Republicans, what they decide are Republicans, mm-hmm. to pick who the nominee is. And that nominee would likely be McCain, Thompson, Giuliani, or Romney. It would be one of them. I saw Romney speak on Sunday night, by the way. And
ew.
Well, I went, it's New Hampshire. You're supposed to go around and watch these people. Did you go see Hillary when she was in town?
Yeah, that was to protest.
Protest? What do you mean protest?
Well, there were people outside with signs, and it was an activist event.
Yeah, well, I don't go places with signs.
Right.
I had a question.
So how gross was it? I mean, how despicable?
He was a really great speaker. then again, so was Adolf Hitler, right? He was a fantastic public speaker. He said many of the things right. There was a few key words in there that really bothered me. Islamic jihadists. He set up Massachusetts healthcare insurance program, and it's not socialized medicine.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Fire. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just because it doesn't look exactly like North Korea's plan doesn't mean it's not socialism. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. On the way, the top 10 phobias?
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. You wear